You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the very first Nature Connection show of 2014. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and my name is Sarah Turner. I hope you've had a great Christmas, no matter how you choose to spend it, whether that's with family and friends or very quietly on your own. And that also this has brought you into a renewed space for the new year and that you have some opportunity to feel into the potential that we have available to us at this time of year. So my speciality is connecting people back to their own true inner nature through connecting back to the earth, to the seasons of our lives, to the moon cycles and how they affect us on a daily basis, connecting us back to the flowers, the plants and the trees, and the animals that cohabit this beautiful earth alongside us. Now, I know from personal experience that when we do this, we also somehow and always magically connect back to who we truly are. That is the gift of connecting back to nature around us. So these shows, the Nature Connection shows, are all about connecting back to your true inner nature, allowing the spark of nature to awaken new possibilities in you and allowing you to remember who you are. On these shows, I interview people who work alongside the earth of all different kinds. And today is no exception, and I'll be sharing with you a little bit more about that in a second. We are in an amazing time right now. January the 1st was New Moon, which was exactly the same day as New Year. Now, it's not often that that happens. Now, I actually believe that every day is a new possibility and that there is no real need to beat ourselves up because we miss the portal of New Year or New Moon or we set ourselves some goals and we didn't stick to them. This happens to us all. So at any time we can start anew. Having said that, though, this new moon and new year, there is a great awakening at these times. There's a lot of mass consciousness. There's many, many people all around the world tapping into this energy. And it's very powerful to actually work within these energies because we all know that when we have people working alongside us who believe in the same energies, then it's much, much easier. So it's a great time to actually get stuck in if you're able to. And to really use the earth energies as we are past the solstice now, the day here in the Northern Hemisphere, the days are getting a little longer already, although it might not be noticeable to us. But the yang energy is starting to rise again. And with the new moon energies kicking in, there's a lot of upward rising energy, a lot of uplift available to us if we can tap in. And of course, the best place to tap in is through the earth herself, because it's actually her that's generating these energies. So in today's program, we're going to be talking about how we can do that. And I'm also really excited to be talking to two of my very newly graduated practitioners from the Essentially Flowers Flower and Vibrational Essence Practitioner Diploma that I run. It's exciting now. The diploma began around 2.5 years ago, and we now have a growing number of people coming out the other side and actually going into the world and being practitioners. And it's really exciting to see how wise they are, how experienced they are, and how very capable they are. So you're going to be meeting two of those people shortly, and they're going to be sharing with you some flower essences that they have chosen that they believe can help you as you go into this new journey of 2014. And then finally, if that wasn't all exciting enough, I'm also going to be sharing with you a visualization that I've created myself to help you reset and realign your energies. Now, you can use this at New Year, New Moon, or any time just to reset and remember who you truly are. So I will be back very shortly to share more of this with you. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner. In this part of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit more about how we can all tap in to the energies of the seasons and the moon cycles to assist us in our daily lives, to grow our visions, to tap into who we truly are, and to allow that to align with the energies around us. Now, if this is new vocabulary to you and you're not really sure how that might relate to you, I'd like to take just a little bit of time to give you some examples of how we might be if we are not aligning ourselves with the energies around us. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I do come from a background of having been quite anxious. In fact, quite is an understatement. I went through a period in my life when I felt extremely anxious. I've been very disconnected in many ways in my earlier years. I've worked in jobs that I really haven't enjoyed. And when I began working with the earth, and it was actually flower essences that opened me up to this, then everything began to change for me. So it's through experience that I speak to you of these areas. So here's some of the areas that you might be finding yourself in, and that you might be able to use the what we're talking about today to find your own way out. Now, an example is many people nowadays are in jobs that they really don't like. There's a part of them that every Monday morning wakes up with a, oh no, here we go again. And they go off to jobs where they may be very good at their jobs, may be surrounded by very cooperative, pleasant people, and may earn good money during doing these jobs. But there is a part of them that's not really connecting back in a heart sense to this work. It may be taking you away from your family. It may be tiring you in a way, and your health is not as good as it should be. It may take many hours to travel. Now, there's all different aspects of it, and you will know if this relates to you. There are many people who actually nowadays do jobs that are of their heart and earn good money for that, and that is one of my passions, to help people do that. But if you are in a job that you dislike and that you maybe had never really questioned that it could be any other way, if you've got bills to pay and family to support, I completely, totally understand that and have deep understanding of how that feels. But let me just sow that seed in you that maybe there is another way, and maybe that there is always a way to support ourselves if we connect back to who we truly are and use those gifts. It's not something that normally happens overnight. It does take time, but it is there. So let's just sow that seed for you if that's a place that you are in. Another way that you might find yourself not being supported by the earth energies is if you have any form of anxiety. And again, I have come from this background as well. Anxiety is very, very debilitating. Even if to the outside world we're going about our day normally, it can stop us from sleeping well. It can stop us from going out and enjoying life, taking the smaller risks, maybe making plans about doing something in several months' time, and we don't wish to commit because we're not really sure if we're able to do that. So we don't really throw ourselves into life as a part of us wishes to. There's always a holding back happening. So if this resonates with you, again, I'd just like to sow the seed that allowing yourself to be supported by the earth is one way that you can actually start to realign and allow yourself to feel more supported. Having been there myself, I know that somebody, when I was suffering from acute anxiety, I was also very, very controlling, not in an outside, outward personality way, but there was many aspects of me that found it very hard to let go, to rest, to relax, and to actually appreciate and understand that life could support me without me actually having to do anything about it. And it has been one of my great teachers to allow the Nature Kingdom to help me do that. So if this rings some bells with you, just stop and notice. Don't worry about the how to do anything. And I'll be explaining a little bit more in a second as to how the earth energies can actually help you through that. And the third example I'd like to share with you is if there is a feeling of disconnect with you. Now, this goes with the first example of being in a job that you don't really like and with having aspects of anxiety in your life. But for some people, it may be more of a depression. It may be literally the word disconnect, when people don't really feel joy and passion about their lives and going through their days believing that there is no hope, that there's not really much point in trying to do anything else because this is the way it is. It may be have come from a long time ago, these belief systems. So if this feels like you, if there's a part of you that doesn't really try to change anything, because maybe you have before and it hasn't worked and you've lost hope and you have really disconnected yourself from believing that you can have joy and passion and vibrancy in your life, then this is also for you, and connecting back to the earth can also help. So there are many other permutations that can also be helped in this way, but those are just a few of them that came to me today as I was preparing this show. So let me tell you a little bit about how I connected back to the earth. Now, first of all, I need to say at the beginning that I had no idea that I was connecting back to the earth as I had done, as I did these things. I just was guided forward in many ways. And I had 15 years ago, I had no idea that I would be doing this work today. So it's just been a path of continued well-being that has led me to this. And I'm now extremely fortunate to be doing what I'm doing and to be able to be sharing with this with you today. So my journey began over 20 years ago, and it actually began by taking flower essences. And this happened by coincidence. Of course, we know that there are no coincidences. Somebody mentioned to me that flower essences might be able to help me. I had no idea what they were, but was so desperate that I didn't really care at that time. Went off, consulted somebody who was formerly trained, a practitioner, and it was at that time that everything began to shift for me, although it certainly wasn't overnight. And I began myself to learn about essences, and it was many years later that I became a practitioner. And many years later after that I started teaching. And of course, several years after that, I'm now actually sharing on a wider level through my training, through my online courses, and through this great opportunity of offering the Nature Connections show. One of the foundational things that also shifted for me over 20 years ago was I started doing Tai Chi. And I now am a Tai Chi instructor and still continue doing that. And I practice and have done for all over the 20 years, every single week. There isn't a week goes by that I'm not actually doing Tai Chi. So that was also something that shifted very strongly in me and has stayed with me. And through the Tai Chi, through the flower essences, and through my own life, there has been a reconnection back to the energies of the earth, and also allowing myself to find my own true gifts. So those are some of the ways that I've used myself, and a little bit about my journey. So I'd like to talk to you as well about the different seasons, and maybe just to awaken in you a little bit about how you might be able to use them and just sow some of those seeds. So right here, as I speak right now, I'm in the Northern Hemisphere in England, We are in midwinter. We're just past the solstice. Now, if you look outside the window at this time of year in this part of the world, nature's asleep. There's not very much light. The actual light hours are very short. And the earth has gone into sleeping mode. The many animals are hibernating. Those that do go out during the day, their activity is much shorter, and in the darker hours they are sleeping much, much more. The sap of the trees and the flowers has gone back down into the earth, and everything's very quiet out there. Having said that, those of you who are gardeners will know that there's a lot of activity happening under the earth at this time of year. If you know anything about gardening, you will know that it's at this time of year your compost heap. It's extraordinary activity of the earth being broken down, nutrients being formed, all in readiness for the spring. So let's translate that a little bit back to the human nature. This is a time of year when it is so important to rest and be quiet. Of course, we need to go about our daily lives, but there also needs to be an element, a little bit of hibernation. This is the time of a relationship to ourselves. And of course, if we feel anxious or depressed, it's very hard to be with ourselves. And so we have a tendency to go out and try and forget, which is completely understandable. But if you start to look outside of you, to take daily walks outside, or if you're not able to do that, literally just to watch how nature is, then you automatically start to learn from nature how to bring that quietness into your own life by having some warm baths, by lighting candles, burning relaxing essential oils, sitting by the fire, watching films that you like, reading good books, just bringing ways into your life of allowing yourself to rest and reconnect. These are the times of year when we learn about trust, we learn about courage, and as I said before, it's all about relating back to the self. And then, of course, we have the springtime energy of life. Now, at this time, the sap rises. We see the birds become more active, animals in general become more active. We see the shoots and the buds coming up under the earth. So literally the yang energy is starting to manifest herself now, and we see growth once more. This is a very fast, transformative time, springtime. And it's a great, great time to begin projects. Now, of course, we can begin successful projects at any time of year, but particularly if we start them or bring action into them during the springtime, I think you can begin to see how we're actually using the upward rising energy of the earth to actually to support that process. And it becomes so much easier if we do it at those times of year. So spring is a wonderful time to actually put it. If you've dreamt your dreams in the winter, spring is a wonderful time to start bringing them into action. And then we come into summer. And summer is the time of full bloom, of full blossom. It's a time of relationships with others, of being sociable, of being open-hearted and warm. So it's the time of really allowing our true potential to shine, of really allowing ourselves to be visible to the maximum. So this happens very naturally in summer. We always tend to be more sociable. There are more opportunities to go outwards and to be with other people at these times of year, because it's just so much easier with the seasons supporting us. So again, it's a wonderful time to actually share your gifts with others. So if you're running a business or you have something in your personal life that you wish to share with others, throw parties and actually show and share with others your gifts. And this is a wonderful, wonderful time to do it. And Chinese medicine, they actually have five seasons. But for the just for sake of easiness today, we're actually going to go straight into autumn. Chinese also celebrate the late summer, but today we're going to go straight to autumn. And as you know, autumn is the time of letting go. The sap again begins to descend once more, and we have that extraordinary display of foliage as the leaves change colour and drop downwards, and nature starts to let go and allow her energies to descend to rest. So if we reflect that back to our own lives, to human lives, autumn is a great, great time to actually have a very critical but compassionate look at your life and what you do, your business, and to look back at the parts of your year that haven't been successful or haven't been nurturing to you, and to start to look at the process of restructuring, maybe allowing others to support you more, focusing on the parts that have been more nourishing and nurturing to you. So again, you can see that if we do these kinds of activities at this time of year, then we are allowing the earth energies to support us. Now, we can do this every single year. We can allow the seasons of the year to help us through the 12 months, the 365 days of the year. But within that, we also have the wonders of the moon cycles. So each month, every 29 and a bit days, we again have the opportunity to begin again at new moon. And new moon, of course, is very, very akin to a winter time. It's a resetting time, a realigning time. And everything that I mentioned about winter, about resting and resetting and just looking at ourselves and who we are, is also true for new moon. And then we come to crescent moon, which is very akin to spring. Crescent moon time of the month is the time when within that month, it's the time to put action in. The moon energies, and of course the moon controls the tides, the water on this earth. So she has extreme ability to move energy within us. So at crescent moon time, it's a wonderful, wonderful time to actually put projects into action. At full moon is akin to summer. So it's a wonderful time to go out and about, to actually plan things into your diary where you're going to share of yourself in the world. And then if we come back to the harvest moon, so as the moon starts becoming smaller once more, is very akin to autumn. So every harvest moon, part of the moon cycle, we can actually focus on the letting go parts of the month and really looking back at the month and reaffirming what's worked and what hasn't worked. So each time in that moon cycle, you have the chance to work with the energies of the earth. And of course, when you put the two together, so for example, in this January, we've had a new moon and new year. So as the sap is rising and the moon is just starting to reset herself, it's an extraordinarily powerful time. Now, the work that I do with Essentially Flowers and Moonflower Essences is all about living your life according to the seasons and allowing the earth to support you. And using flower essences, essential oils, is again a great way for nature to hold your hand. So if you'd like to find out more about the courses that I run, please visit my training site, essentiallyflowers.com, and my flower essence site, moonfloweressences.com. If you go along to essentiallyflowers.com right now, you'll see the Manifesting with the Moon course that I'm actually beginning on January the 30th this year, which will be a 29-day program of actually allowing the moon cycle of February to support you on your way forward. And new moon on January the 30th is also Chinese New Year. So again, we have an extraordinarily powerful time to actually put our dreams into action. So I hope you have enjoyed listening to that, and that something somewhere in has shifted to you, and that the next time you go out into nature and you look up at the sky and you see the moon and you see the seasons around you, that you will actually connect in with that and allow those energies to support and guide you forward. I'm going to be back very, very shortly talking to a couple of my new graduates of my Flower Essence Practitioner Diploma, and they are going to be sharing with you some flower essences that they have chosen to support you during 2014. I will be back shortly. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio, with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection, direct to the heart of nature. And welcome back to Nature Connection Show. I'm joined today by Linda Perry, who has a wonderful natural company called Natural Magic. Linda is a recent graduate on the Essentially Flowers Practitioner Diploma in Flower and Vibrational Medicine. So first of all, welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you, Sarah.
And congratulations on your practitioner status.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be a flower essence practitioner?
It feels very official, but I love working with the flowers, so it's fantastic. It's great.
Well, it's wonderful for you now as we enter 2014 that you can actually now go out into the world and share what you've learned with others. And so with that thought, and as we're entering 2014, would you like to share with the listeners how you feel flower essences can help us all as we enter this new year?
Yeah, I would. Well, this time of year is really great because for me, it's something I've always done, but actually from doing the course as well, it's really a nice time of year to focus on what we want the new year to look and, more importantly, feel like for ourselves. I find that I like to do a vision board, have a think about what's happened in the year, sort of reflect on it, maybe set myself some goals, and just really have a think and reflect on what I'd like 2014 to look and feel like. I do find myself and with people that I work with that by doing that, lots of different emotions can come up, anything from happiness to sadness, maybe a little bit of regret, a lot of gratitude, sometimes fear or self-consciousness, maybe confidence issues or insecurity, thinking what's the new year got ahead for me, or maybe just a bit of brain fog or sort of indecisiveness, I don't know. So essences for me are something that I use all the time anyway, and you know, I would say that being a practitioner, but I absolutely do. They really have changed my world since I was introduced to them. And what I like to do is sit down and have a think about what essences I can start using personally, or essences that maybe have come up for other people that can maybe help with some of those feelings, and really just give us like a gentle, natural support on dealing with those as they come up, and then moving ourselves forward into the new year and giving ourselves some love and positive vibrations, really, to make 2014 and any year that we do this, or any time that we do this, you know, the best that it can be.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, essences are a wonderful, wonderful way to support us, and they're very gentle, and so can be used by all ages and everybody. So how would you say, Linda, what's the difference between actually choosing essences yourself and seeing a practitioner?
I think you can choose essences yourself. I think that's a very possible thing to do. You can almost use your own intuition, if you like, to what flowers or gems or other essences are calling to you. Obviously, there's a vast array of information out there that you can read up on. I think sometimes by speaking to a practitioner, it gives you the time to just be with another person and verbalize what you're wanting from the new year. Maybe have what you would have if you had a consultation, having a two-way conversation with somebody sometimes prompts questions or thoughts that you wouldn't maybe consider on your own. I myself find sometimes I've obviously from doing the course and having lots of like-minded friends that it is sometimes nice to chat to somebody else, and it takes away any sort of tunnel vision or any stagnant energies that you might have. It gives you a really nice way of grounding yourself and focusing on what essences may be good for you. And as a practitioner, I myself personally would combine essences. So sometimes you can go on to a particular site and pick one essence. For me, lots of my combinations that I do actually don't just use one essence. So I wouldn't just pick one essence, and I would put some essences together. And that's very unique for each person, and that's a benefit of chatting to a practitioner, and the fact that they've got that knowledge and that unbiased support, that they can be there for you to guide you in which ones would be gentle and right to use at the right time.
Yeah, wonderful. Yes, well, it's exciting, isn't it, that we can offer these services, and it's really nice as well, because we can choose essences on our own, and it's really easy from photos, isn't it, to do that.
It is very, yes.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to trust their own intuition and to be able to do that. But so sometimes looking after ourselves is the right way forward, and sometimes asking someone else to help us on the way forward is also the right way forward. So today it's kind of like a mini consultation, by having you here and talking to us about the essences that you feel are useful. So I know you've chosen some essences to share with listeners that you feel their message is important for people this year.
Yeah, I thought when I got invited to come on, I sat and had a think about the intentions that people often make for the new year. So it's a new year, new beginnings, I think it's tends to be the running theme, doesn't it, of what comes up. Some people will set resolutions, whatever that may be for each person. Other people don't, and it's unique to each person. But being the new year, I thought about the first essence actually that came to mind. I thought about walnut essence, which I personally use the back version of that one. And Dr. Back actually called it a breaker of spells, which is how I remember what walnut essence actually does. So I thought that was quite a nice one to share. It's about the essence is about releasing the past and allowing us to move forward. It's a great essence for giving us confidence and determination, moving away from any addictions or any attachments that aren't needed. So moving from the old year into the new year, if we're setting ourselves goals, then that essence to me felt like it might be a good one. So if you're starting a new project, giving up a habit, starting that new diet or fitness regime, then possibly walnut essence could be the one to help. I find that it's a really good one for sticking to if you know it, or helping and guiding you in finding your life's sort of purpose and filling any ambitions or goals. It's a really good essence for keeping us staying positive as well. So lovely one to start the year with, yeah.
And it's very accessible to people too, isn't it? Being one of the batch systems, that's a lovely choice, yes.
Easy to find that one, yeah. So, yeah, that's a lovely one.
Brilliant, lovely.
What else did I have? I had a second choice. I had Blackberry, which I personally use the Spirit and Nature essence in my practice. But it's a really gentle essence, and I use it a lot for optimism and mental clarity with clients. I find that it's really good if you've been lacking a bit of inspiration. So if you're sat there listening and thinking, wow, I don't really have any idea what I'd like for 2014, then it's quite a nice essence that you can take for a little while and sit with and it'll give you that inspiration. It's a good way of releasing any sort of stuck energies, but it's a lovely essence for just giving you a nice sense of harmony, helping relationships, friendships, again, keeping positive thoughts and just being in the now moment. So if you're not wanting to look too far ahead, or you just want to be, which lots of us do this time of year, then Blackberry to me is just a really positive, supporting essence that can help you.
Lovely, lovely, and that's the Spirit in Nature range.
That's the one I use. That's a lovely, lovely one.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. And I think you have one more.
I did. Yeah, I had one more, which is one of my favourite essences to use all year round, actually. But it's the Snowdrop essence. And it might be my third choice, but by no means the least. That one's really good for helping surrender the past as well. So obviously this time of year, again, very apt. For me, snowdrops as a physical plant, they remind me of the spring, new beginnings, coming out of the snow, quite literally on a actual physical plant level. So putting that into the plant and the energy that comes into the essence, I feel that it gives you a sense of hope. So if anybody's struggling with any feelings associated to that, or maybe somebody's just got issues or things that are happening emotionally where you can't quite see light at the end of the tunnel, then snowdrops are really good essence for that. And some labels that I would maybe attach to snowdrop overall would be things like wanting to bring about some regeneration, or just some peace, clarity, cleansing, and sort of renewing our energies, but giving us maybe that stability at the same time. It's very grounding, I find, snowdrop essence. So it's a nice one to use as a bit of a sort of emergency relief as well. And I've got three snowdrop essence ranges that I use. I use the moonflower one, Sarah, which is yours, which I love. I've got the Findhorn essence one, and also there's one Chalice Well, which I use, and they've all got very, very similar energies, and can bring about those sort of positive qualities, if you like. So you can combine any of those, use them individually, or obviously seek some help through a practitioner on what's right for you. But snowdrops are a lovely one.
Lovely. Yes, it's such a joy, isn't it, when you see the snowdrops coming through the snow or through the ground.
It is, yeah. It's, yeah, that perseverance, that strength from such a small plant, but yeah, that can bring that peace to us as well.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom this morning, your experience, and for sharing the choices that have come through your heart at this time of year. So why don't you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, maybe whereabouts you're based as well, in case there's anybody that lives near you.
Well, I live in Plymouth, which is in Devon. The best way to find out a bit about me, to be honest, is to have a look at my website. It's ever growing, but there's lots of information on there. And that's www.naturalmagic, which is actually a little bit of a play on words. It's spelled magick. .co.uk, so naturalmagic.co.uk. On there's various ways that you can contact me. It's got all my contact details on there: email, Facebook, Twitter, telephone numbers, addresses, you name it. I think it's all on there. So just click on the contact me tab, and there's various ways there that people can get in contact with me. So if anybody would like to do that, then I'd love to hear from you.
And of course, you have other skills as well, don't you, as well as flower essences?
I do, yes. I like to work with vibrational medicine, as I label it, various forms. So I work with sound healing, I work with crystals and aromatherapy as well. So there's lots of different modalities that I work with there, and it's all about general health, sort of holistic health and well-being. And it's, yeah, a lovely way to start the new year is to think about what we're going to do to look after ourselves.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. It's been a joy to speak to you this morning. And yes, many blessings to you for a wonderful, abundant 2014.
And to you, Sarah. And thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm joined now by Diane Campbell. Diane has a therapy business called The Lavender Room. And Diane has many strings to her bow. She's a yoga instructor, an aromatherapist, reflexologist, and a very soon to be graduate from the Essentially Flowers Flower and Vibrational Essence Diploma. So first of all, congratulations, Diane. I know you actually haven't got your certificate yet, but you're almost there.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be taking flower essences out into the big wide world?
It's wonderful. I can't believe this journey that I've been on. I can't believe it's gone so fast. I was always aware of flower essences, but they've got much more of an appreciation of them now. It works quite well with the aromatherapy side of things, already being aware of, you know, flowers and the aromas of them. But looking at the whole vibrational side of them as well, it's really deepened my understanding and my knowledge and my passion for it, really.
Yeah, and having already shared with the listeners what you do, I mean, the Nature Connections show is all about working with the earth, working with the gifts of the earth, working with the gifts of nature and how we connect to her. And actually everything you do connects us back to nature, doesn't it, with the yoga?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it does creep into my yoga practice, and my students know that I do things with flowers. If they don't understand it all, some know more than others. It often creeps into perhaps meditations where I'll take them off and let them meet a flower or a plant on their meditations, and they'll come and report back to me later on what flowers that they've met and, you know, wow, their own particular favourites or whatever. So that's quite nice that I'll use, sort of using it in a slightly different way maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's all connecting us back to who we are, which is really what it's all about, isn't it? Whatever modality works for us. So today, this show is going out at the very beginning of 2014. It's a wonderful time for potential and opportunity. Of course, any day, any new day that we wake up is that. But with the collective consciousness working along with us, it is a very powerful time. So I'd like to ask you to share how you feel that flower essences can support people at these transformational times.
I think they're very important, and I perhaps, you know, 18 months, 2 years ago, wouldn't have realised the position I'm in now, having just experienced this. I realise how really important that they are, and you've really got to try it to understand how powerful they are. Very supportive. You know, I've been through a lot of changes, a lot of transitions in this past year, and the essences have really helped me through it, whether it's taking them internally or whether it's using them, you know, on the skin in shower gels or in the bath as a treatment. They just really help to support the body physically and emotionally and energetically, to sort of keep on going, as it were, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, as a sort of a way that I feel sometimes when things are so difficult. It's just kind of getting through and coming out the other side and realising how much you've been helped by using the essences.
Yeah, it's often when we look back, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we realise how far we've come.
Yeah, so you do get your own little favourites, that you, some rescue remedies or certain ones that you're drawn towards, and you sort of keep going back to them because they're familiar and they you know that they've helped you in the past and they're there as your favourites.
So I know you're going to share shortly the flowers that have come to you today to share with listeners for 2014. But mm-hmm. May I ask, what are your personal favourites?
My personal favourites are Purple Windflower, which is one of the moonflower essences. She's seen me through some trials and tribulations over the last year. And it's a beautiful flower anyway, sort of two of my favourite colours, purple and yellow, very sort of bright, vibrant and open. And I'm normally a very grounded person, but there's been lots of things happen that have easily ungrounded me. And that is Windflower's beauty, is that she helps to ground, but also helps you to just go with the flow of whatever life throws at you. You just deal with it and sort of move forward. So she's always a favourite that I come back to time and again.
So is that, that's your flower essence?
My main flower essence. I also like the Moonflower Silver essence as a kind of energetic protection. Again, working a lot with vibration and with people coming for treatments or with yoga students. I'm working in that energy field all the time. And some of it's in gyms and things, so perhaps the energy is not the best place to be working. And often I absorb other people's energies. It's something I've learned over the years that I need to protect myself from. So the silver essence I've used in a spray as a sort of almost daily ritual as I get out of the shower in the morning, just sort of spraying my whole aura with that and just know that I've got this little sort of protective shield. Reminds me of, you used to see mercury experiments in school where it kind of holds together, but it's liquid and fluid, sort of moves with you, but just puts off that little barrier between me and anything else that's going to, dampen my energies.
It's a lovely way to actually describe it. Very nice. Yeah, I think it's one of the gifts, isn't it, of being sensitive. And, of course, all the things that you're able to do and so successfully is because you are sensitive. But at the same time, there's the other side to that sensitivity, which needs to be nurtured, which is true for so many people nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So lovely. So what flowers would you like to share with listeners that may support them as they go into 2014?
Yes, I had a little think about this, and I've just been working with some people recently, and there was a few that spoke to me from them. So there's sort of three main ones that I've chosen. And the first one I'm going to look at is Silver Princess from the Bush Essences, which is an absolutely beautiful flower, sort of pink and bits of yellow. And quite an unusual shape of flower as well, very kind of, look at me, here I am, very much about helping life direction and purpose and sort of, really be true to who we are and, not letting other people take away that, the dream stealers that people talk about. It's just to be who you are and have that sense of who you are and what you want to take forward and what you want to do for 2014 and beyond. So I think that's a really good sort of starting point.
Sounds lovely. I think she's quite gentle as well, isn't she?
Yeah. And she's just got a lovely name as well, Silver Princess. It just sounds really nice. And she looks quite feminine as well. That sort of cerise pink colour on the photographs. And the yellow, very kind of sunshine and positivity and just very kind of, these are my gifts and I'm going to use them and to move forward kind of thing. So she's kind of where I've started. And then I've moved on to another favourite of mine, Spirit in Nature Essences, Tomato Essence, who, again, has helped me a lot over the last year or so. So that's the Tomato Essence. It's the lovely little yellow flowers. There's a bit of a theme now, isn't there, with yellow flowers? Mm-hmm. So she's very much about strength and courage. And, again, it's that whole coming back to the dream stealers. There's always somebody there that'll say, oh, you can't do this, or who do you think you are? You're not able to do that. You've got this, that, or the other. Tomato Essence really helps to give you that empowerment, that strength, to be able to do. I think of it as superwoman. There's often ladies in particular have got families to run or businesses, or there's lots of different, you sort of split between lots of different places, and I think it just helps to give you that strength, that inner knowing that you can achieve whatever it is that you put your mind to. So again, very good for starting off in a new year with all the resolutions that people often keep for the first couple of days of the year. But perhaps will help us to go beyond not the sort of shallow little goals, but the more kind of heartfelt, the connection to your heart space.
Yeah.
Goals, those kind of things.
Sounds lovely. Mm-hmm. I always think of tomatoes being for courage as well.
Yeah. Mm. Courage of your convictions, I suppose, isn't it? That same thing. Yeah. And then the third one, which might be a surprise to be here, Purple Bee Balm. She's been speaking to me a lot recently with clients that I've seen from the Fox Mountain Range. a kind of, again, pink, sort of very quite sort of feminine pink and quite an open flower. And she's all about clarity and strength and about knowledge and skills. So it's about kind of the wisdom, noticing that you know your own world and the knowledge that you've got and the skills that you've gained, which I know I've been guilty of this myself in the past, where you've learned things and you've kind of moved on to something else and you've forgotten that knowledge. So it's just kind of a reminder that, you know, you've got all the knowledge that you need to do whatever it is, your life's purpose or whatever your goal is for 2014. To sort of use that and go and take it out into the world with clarity and strength. And you've got the skills there to go and achieve whatever it is that you're aiming to achieve. So those are my three that spoke to me anyway when I thought about what we were going to talk about today.
Wonderful. Yeah, they sound lovely, Diane. Thank you for sharing those. Really, really lovely. So as we go into 2014, and of course is a new moon phase happening as well at this beginning of this new year. It's a wonderful time, isn't it, to actually start again.
Yeah. Yeah, quite exciting really, isn't it?
It is exciting. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how they can find out more about what you do and maybe where you're based as well, should there be anybody near you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm based in the northwest of England in a little peninsula called the Wirral, which is situated between North Wales and Liverpool. So I teach lots of yoga classes during the week and I've got a treatment room in my home where I see people for various different therapies. I have got a website, which is thelavenderroom.co.uk. I run yoga weekends, usually in North Wales, once or twice a year. And I also teach an introduction to therapy courses at the local college up in Ellesmereport, and a massage course there as well. And I'm looking to put on some kind of workshops in the next year as well, perhaps with some flower essences on then there, perhaps some aromatherapy and some product making, and also some yoga days and sort of little sort of yoga workshops, that kind of thing.
Sounds great. Isn't it nice? Isn't it amazing when we can bring all the things that we know together and offer out something unique, which it sounds so much as if you're doing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I'm so lucky to be doing something that I really love to do.
Yeah, I know. You have a lot of you've been doing it for a while, haven't you? You're one of the pioneers of living your own heart's dream.
Yes.
Well, thank you very, very much, Diane, for coming on today and sharing your wisdom, sharing your experience and your love of the flowers. And I'm sure that the flowers you've shared today will strike some chords in people's hearts and guide them forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And for this last part of the Nature Connection show today, I'd like to talk you through a short visualization that can help you reset and realign your energies at this special time of year. So if you're driving or involved in any activity that needs you to be present in the external world, please come back later and listen to this visualization. Otherwise, this is a time for you. You need just 5 minutes, so sit down or lie in a place that you feel comfortable. Allow your feet to be on the floor if you're sitting. Allow your spine to be straight. Just be comfortable, drop your shoulders. Feel yourself being held and supported by the chair. Feel your feet on the floor and just feel the earth supporting the chair and the chair supporting you. If you've chosen to lie down, again, see if you can align your spine and just relax your feet, relax your arms, relax your head on the pillow. And again, allow yourself to feel supported by the bed or the chair that you're lying on. Allow the cushions to support you and allow the floor and the earth to support the bed or the chair. Allow yourself to be supported. So this is a visualization that you can do, that you can come back to at any time that you wish to reset your energies, that you wish to begin again. It's a powerful thing to do at new moon, at new year, but it's mostly a powerful visualization to do at any time that you wish to begin again. And this can literally be any time of your choice. So take some deep breaths into your heart space, into your heart chakra. You might like to put your hand over that area. It just helps us to bring attention and take some deep breaths. Breathing in deeply, focusing on the out breath as well as the in breath, allowing your breath to come all the way down to the belly. So if you maybe place your hand a couple of inches below your belly button, and as you breathe in, allow your hand to move. So literally allow the breath to come all the way down into your body. As you do so, we always ground ourselves, so it helps us to bring ourselves back into our bodies. So in this space, we're going to draw in the energy of the new moon. Now, as I said before, this is something you can do at any time. It doesn't have to be new moon. It's particularly powerful at new moon, but it can be at any time of the month. The new moon energy really embraces both of bringing us back and resetting and realigning ourselves. It's a time when the moon rises and the sun rises at the same time in the sky. So the solar and lunar energies come together at this time. The solar energies representing the part of us that goes out and does, the masculine part of ourselves, and the lunar energies representing the part of us that holds space for ourselves and others, that nurtures and nourishes ourselves and others. So at this time, we come back into balance and we come back into a resetting of energy that is perfect for us, of those two energies. So this is a place for you just to rest and to affirm that this is and now a time, a second, to start afresh, to reset the dial, push that button, reset the clock back to zero. Just see that happening in your mind's eye. See that happening in your body energies. It's a time to dream and to envision. It's a time to dare to believe in your dreams. It's a time to just hold that vision. It's not a time of doing. That comes next with the crescent moon. Right now is a time just to hold that space of peace and clarity, just like the indigo sky. So just in your mind's eye, take yourself off out into the countryside. Look up into the clear sky. Feel the velvety indigo energy. See the little spots of starlight. And off, right off to your right, you can see tiniest slither of a moon. It's not crescent moon yet, it's just the tiniest slither. You actually have to look to see it. This is the new moon energy. So just take some deep breaths into that cool, clear energy. Breathe this alignment of new moon energy into your system. And just allow the following words to reset your energy. You might like to write them down and keep repeating them to yourself. I allow perfect alignment between my heart and soul, and I dream in a new cycle of opportunity and potential. As of today, I start again, and I envision the future of my dreams. So take some deep breaths. You might like to actually write down now what you envision and hold this in a nurturing space for yourself. Many blessings to you for an abundant and fulfilling 2014 and new moon cycle at this special time. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.